Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Even in these challenging times, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission continued to work with Oklahoma State University in the wheat variety trials. The trials were planted last fall, and Wheat Commission Executive Director Mike Schulte encourages you to go out and take a look at the wheat variety trials at a wheat plot near you.
Even though we're not having the large field days per se, we're really challenging producers to get out and go look at the varieties. The research is still being conducted at OSU. We have not stopped anything as far as our research programs or the work that's being done on collecting the data. Producers can certainly look at the app for the QR codes on their phones, and they can go and take those up to the signs at the research plots, and so they can make their assessments visually out there, but they also then can use those QR codes that will go into greater detail about the information on all those varieties that are available.
There's a map that shows you the replicated wheat plots across the state, plus YouTubes of the Altus and Chickasha virtual tours at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission website, okwheat.org.
Livestock futures were down about $1.30 to $1.75 in the live cattle, with June closing down $1.75 at $99.72. So overall, a disappointing day on the live cattle futures, with all of them closing lower. Feeder cattle were also lower across the board, but August only finished down 15 cents at $135.35 after going all the way down to about $132.60. So roughly $3 off their contract lows earlier in the trading day. September's were down 50 at $135.42. The October's down 75 about 136.02. Technically speaking, with today's rally back into the close, the August feeders remain above their 20 and 50 day moving averages. And the fact that it did come back will keep some hope in the market for maybe a longer term uptrend. We still haven't touched the high from earlier in the month of May. Back on May 7th, it went as high as 138.80 on the August feeders, so about $4 higher than where we currently are. Box beef midday was down about $4 on choice at $365.57. Select down 63 at $343.46. It looks like the cash market this week is going to be anywhere from 112 to 120, so quite a wide range there on the live cattle cash market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com.
The grain futures market was mixed today. Corn finished roughly 2 cents lower across the board. December corn was at 338.5. Today and yesterday were the highest it's been since about April 20th, and now we're above the 20-day moving average and right on the 50-day. So there is a little bit of an uptick here. Several thoughts on why that is. One of them being that the gasoline market has come back up some, which would make the ethanol industry more profitable and increase our corn demand there. So hopefully we can get that going. The beans today were down 4 to 5 cents. There was a lot of anticipation going into President Trump's Chinese press conference today. It happened about 1:30 after the grains closed. The stock market saw it as a neutral or maybe even a positive thing. It's rallied back. It's still lower on the day, but it was roughly 300 lower. Currently, it's about 50 to 80 lower on the Dow Jones. So hopefully that will be perceived as maybe not real negative to the financial markets, and that will help the Chinese buying our U.S. grain. Another story we're watching here is the U.S. dollar index. It's continuing to get weaker. Today, it's unchanged at 98.37, but it's been on a 3 or 4 day downtrend here. From about 100 down here to where we currently are.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.